Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult. And that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hello, everybody. It's Red Men News time for Monday, the 27th of January. I'm Ben. This is Ross. And today it is brought to you in association with theredmentv.com. You can head over there now for your free 30-day trial. You know what's on there already, but I'll run through it anyway. At the moment, you're getting all of your midweek final word shows, including the West Ham game coming up this week. But on top of that, you've got all the exclusive interviews that we do, the likes of Divock Origi, Jordan Henderson, Jurgen Klopp, Virgil van Dijk. They're all on there at the moment. And then you've got, on top of that, all the other content that we do as well. We've got the Red Transfer Roundup. We've got the Around the League show, which includes me and this man, which will be filmed later on today and released tomorrow.
Even better than that. A newsroom podcast with
Mr.
David Maddock tomorrow.
David Maddock, and also an interesting guest that I've got lined up next week as well. So loads of content coming out on there, and you can get the first 30 days absolutely free of charge right now by heading over to theredmentv.com. So let's head into today's news. There's not loads going on today, is there? It's mainly Fallout stuff from Shrewsbury last night. That's an ad for the Independent and their subscriptions. Okay, here we go. Basically, you know, obviously following on from post-match comments about the way they're going to handle the replay, a sort of the main Liverpool news today, and actually the Independent has phrased it as such. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp will risk the wrath of the Football Association and public opinion by fielding a youth team in their FA Cup replay in Shrewsbury. Obviously, Ross, I've done the final word this morning, so like if people, obviously, that final word will be out on YouTube, so you can kind of get my thoughts and Steve's thoughts and Paul's and Jack's, you know, but you weren't on that show.
Nope.
What's your thoughts on this? For me, I don't like the fact that Jurgen Klopp isn't going to be involved at all. I can understand him resting the players, but I think him taking a step away from it, I'm not keen on. But I can understand the argument for and against. You know, where do you kind of stand on it?
Currently, I'm on the fence. I think, you know, there's loads of arguments to say against it. You know, if you're Shrewsbury Town, you know, you want to play against the best players. You want to play against, you know, Mo Salah, Sadio Mane, you know, all those. If you're the youth, then you obviously want the chance to go and play in that game, get another chance of football, because you're not going to get any starts in the Premier League game or the Champions League. You know, maybe Curtis Jones, you could argue, you might do in that case. The players I get, because they played a hell of a lot of football this season. You know, obviously been out to Qatar, you know, a long run in the summer as well. They must need a physical and mental break, which was promised to them.
Yeah.
You know, beforehand, all the plans have been put in place. The slight stipulation for me is Jurgen Klopp not being there. But I also understand it from his perspective. And you can say he's the manager of the Liverpool Football Club, he should be there and whatnot. But think what he gives to this club. Think, you know, you think that, you know, even whatever job you're in, that you might think that you're overworked and physically and mentally broken. Yeah. You've got an opportunity to have a break and push on for the rest of the season. If it takes that, then I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
But also, think it's slightly disrespectful to kind of not be there.
Do you agree? I think we'll probably discuss this more later on the Around the League show on the website, but do you think it's disrespecting the cup? Or do you think it's down to the fact that the FA and the Premier League clearly haven't sorted themselves out in terms of scheduling?
It's easy
to protest.
Yeah, it's easy to play the blame game. So to the quote here, in April 2019, we got a letter from the Premier League, I think, where they asked us to respect the winter break and not organise international friendlies or competitive games. We respect that, he said. So I said the boys already 2 weeks ago they'll have a winter break, which means for them they'll not be there. It'll be the kids who play that game. You cannot deal with like us with like nobody about who cares about it. I know that it's not very popular, but that's the way I see it. The Premier League asks us to respect the winter break. That's what we do. The FA doesn't respect that, and we cannot change it. We will not be there. So, it's a case of, you know, and he's been a big advocate of this time and time again, of these big organisations talking to each other and saying, you know, they're playing too much football. just because he doesn't run around for 90 minutes a game doesn't mean that he's not entitled to a break either.
I suppose not, but I mean, for me, I said it to you in the office when I said it on the final word. To me, it's just, if it's a game, he was well aware. He was also well aware from the FA at the beginning of the season that a replay in this game, in this tie, would result in it being on this date. So it's not like they've got off the pitch and gone, what? Oh,
but equally, as he's just said there, the Premier League says don't do that.
So it's not his fault.
If the Premier League says all your players are entitled to a break off, please respect it.
Yeah.
If something crops up, can you put a shift in?
Yeah, no, it's mad. But either way, Liverpool, obviously, having not lost last night, are in the draw for the fifth round tonight of the FA Cup. It's going to take place on the One Show at specifically 7:19 p.m. No sooner, no later. Monday night, we are ball number 16 in the hat. Who do you fancy? I mean, for me, it's just it's anybody at home.
We're not in it yet.
No, we are. We're in the hat. We can talk about it. You know, tonight, I think, if we go for a championship or a League One side at home, I think that would be ideal. And actually, it might take a little bit of pressure off Klopp, in the sense of, you know, he knows if he does get through, then there's a potentially favourable tie in the next round, you know, to once again be able to rotate a little bit. I actually think that the task of the Shrewsbury game looks a lot more daunting if you end up drawing Man City away, and suddenly it's like, well, the reward is a really tough game, you know.
But it's an incentive for the youth players as well, we'll go and play City. City take the cups very seriously, but currently they're not in the running for anything else right now, so they kind of have to. What I did find interesting was two things. One is there's no replays in the fifth round. Matches go straight to 90 minutes in extra time. Why?
Beats me.
And the other thing which I did put on the agenda, but I think I missed out, was, you know, the ticket prices. I mean, I had this discussion in the office, and be interested to know your thoughts in the comments below. Of like, we know the youth team are playing, we know Jurgen Klopp's not going to be there. Do you want to be charged £30-40 for a ticket where you're essentially watching the reserves?
Yeah.
But also, I think Chris put it right. I was basically saying, well,
Shrewsbury deserve
that money.
Yeah, but we've got enough money as a club to give them some money. I mean, you can gate receipts and just give them.
Someone pointed out we got £4 million for going to Qatar.
Yeah, I know. So I don't think that's an excuse for me. This game is a good opportunity to, you know, we always criticise Man City for not being able to fill the ground. It's very, very rare that Anfield isn't full, but I do feel as if they charge full price here, even if they're charging £20 for adults, I don't think it's going to be anywhere near full, even though our fan base is amazing. I think this is a good opportunity to pay, to charge a £5 for kids, a £10 for adults, get as many young fans into the ground as possible who maybe haven't been to a game before and have a good opportunity. There's still going to be the same process, you know, you're going to have, you'll never walk alone playing. It's not going to be quite the same, but I personally think it's a good opportunity to try and get as many people as possible.
A big part of the attraction is seeing the first team players, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
and Jurgen Klopp on the sidelines, which won't be the case. So
no. Okay, let's move on. Coming from the Mirror via The Athletic this morning, Liverpool have to wait to lift the Premier League trophy, even if they win the title early. This has come from David Ornstein, The Athletic, originally. He's basically told us things that we already know but don't really want to talk about, because it's like, you know, the chances are Liverpool now are putting the groundwork in, about how the trophy parade will be in May and all that. I know for a fact, because I know somebody who works at Radio City, that they are having conversations now about the coverage of Liverpool winning the Premier League in May. Like that all of this is starting to be put into place. But it was confirmed by Ornstein that basically, no matter at what point we win the league, I think the earliest we can win it is away at Everton, isn't it, in mid-March. We would have to wait until the Chelsea game at home, which is the last home game of the season, to lift the trophy, which seems right. I mean, it seems, you know, that's fair enough, I think.
I had this discussion. James Sutton, who's a regular guest of the show, he asked me this last week, and I said I wasn't entirely sure, but that would be my guess for a number of reasons. Obviously, you know, more so for the TV companies. Mm. How anticlimactic would it be if Liverpool just lifted the trophy
in March?
Yeah, but for them, they'll be the same process.
I don't think the players will want to lift it in March. I think they want to keep going. Even if it's won, I think they want to keep going on. Yeah. And you're right. I think the TV companies are right in the sense of.
Sky Sports are going to milk that for everything.
What they'll do is they'll put that Chelsea game, and it'll be the late Sunday afternoon, and it'll be all building up, and then Liverpool will probably go and win, and then it'll be lifted in the evening, and then everybody will go out in the evening,
they'll put the Gerrard slip in there because that was against Chelsea, we lost the league, and we're playing Chelsea, we win the league.
We can just see how these things are going to go. But there you go. Liverpool face Aston Villa and Burnley at Anfield in April, but the presentation would occur after their final home game this season. plays against Chelsea on May 9th. There would then be a discussion over the victory parade that could occur, although if the Reds were still in the Champions League by then, there could be a potential conflict with the final on May 30th. I think last year they were going to do two parades, weren't they? There was going to be a Premier League parade if we'd won it on the last day, and then another one, which obviously, you know, did happen in the end. But I think, yeah.
You should just have a school bus behind for the team that win the FA Cup.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, just a little. Just Harvey Elliott at the front. Yeah. I think that's fair enough. You know, in terms of the trophy lifting, I think the players, they won't want that distraction of having lifted the trophy. They'll want to keep going and accumulate as many points as they can. And finally, a little bit of transfer news, because, I mean, it's a very, very thin piece of transfer news. James Maddison told to snub Man United transfer and hold out for Liverpool. The Leicester midfielder has been linked to a move to Old Trafford during the current transfer window, but looks set to stay at the King Power for the time being. This has come from Steve Nicol, who basically said that, you know, obviously, Maddison, he has been targeted by Man United. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to go there at the moment. But he believes that he could be linked with a move to Liverpool in the future, and he should actually hang on and wait for that. I love James Maddison on our side personally. I think he's a really talented player. Obviously, we were linked with him when he was leaving Norwich, weren't we? And he eventually went to Leicester. But I think, you know, for me, he would be wasted at Man United, I don't think. The only reason I can view that you would want to go to Man United at the moment is if you've got this, like, you know, hero complex where you want to go and you want to be the guy that saves Man United. Whether he has that or not, whether he has the energy to be that, I don't know, because I have all that pressure on his shoulders. But other than that, I can't see why anybody would want to go and play under Ronald Solskjaer at the moment.
Well,
so
there's no money situation. We've all seen Manchester United's
throwing that dough.
Yeah, the wage, you know, what the setup there and having loads of money. But it's also the fact that he could, you know, he not saying about being a hero, he could take them to another level. So he can't really do any wrong in that sense. But Leicester City are a five-bar recruited team at this minute in time. And you're right, the style of football that they play. Why would an attacking creative midfielder want to go and play for... Okay, I know they put the six-pass tram here, but, you know, why do they want to go and do that?
Yeah, okay. Ross, have you got any, Tom, have you got any comments for us?
He's shaking his head and making loads of noises. What do you want Ben to do? Just tell him.
He wants a laptop shutting because it's making noise. Sorry,
it's
everyone.
Making loads of noise. It's fine. I'm just going to kick it off by saying rest in peace, Kobe. But we'll carry it on. In terms of the cup draw, Adam McQuaid says, look at the upside. We have another chance to see the lads in action.
Yeah, and to be honest, I mean...
I think he means the youth.
Yeah, the Jack said it on the couch this morning. I'd probably still back us to win. You know what I mean? I don't know how you feel about it. I'd probably still back us to win the game. It's just whether or not, you know, individual mistakes can cost you, can't they? You know, with inexperienced players. So.
They can do, but it's not just the youth... In fact, it's just the youth, isn't it? But you know, look at the team that played Everton. Yeah. But had a really good game. You know,
that had you some of your first team players doing. And I think that's the thing for me. The likes of James Milner and Fabinho, who are still coming back from injury, why can't they play in this game?
I was surprised at that. Like, they've obviously had time off.
Shaqiri,
yeah.
You know,
Glover and Matip. I think they should play in it as well.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people annoyed with their performances. You know, Twitter doesn't compensate for, you know, match fitness and, you know, match time and stuff. They were poor. I'm not defending them. You know, does Nat Phillips come back now?
No, again, yeah. Tom?
Johnny Walker says, we don't need hamstrings going. Our kid needs experience. That's not disrespect, it's common sense.
Yeah, I can see it from both sides. I think the main question mark for me is over the manager and whether or not he should be involved. I think Steve raised the point in the final word that, you know, Neil Critchley knows these lads much better than Jurgen Klopp does.
Yep.
But then the flip side to that is me, okay, we'll just have Neil Critchley involved on the day, but he, you know, still be around. It's still, surely it's beneficial for Klopp.
That's
to be
a hierarchy
working with these
power
players.
Thing. No, if he's a manager of a team, he comes and goes, we just sit on the bench while Klopp does everything.
Well,
I know what you mean. There's different options there.
Yeah. Tom, one more?
I've got a couple more actually. Just on the next round and what have you. A couple on that. Fionn Nuke says, I want someone that the kids have got a chance again in the next round. And then Ellie Anthony, I'm not going to say the last one because I don't know how to say it. Just want a home game if we go through.
Yeah, I want a home game. At the end of the day, like, my initial reaction last night before I heard the news about the kids playing was, to be honest, I don't mind a replay because I just like going to the game. At the end of the day, I'll be able to get a ticket. I'll just go and sit. It'll be an evening game, but, you know, and all that. A little bit of a anti-climax now it's going to be the kids, but it is what it is, right?
I think, you know, you can almost compensate the kids playing because they deserve a chance as well. Like, you know, there's people
they
that want to break
through
into the team, like Nicky Williams, Curtis Jones, Pedro Chiavea, these players that are, brought you better players yesterday as well. they will go, actually, you know, we want to go through. We want to take it. And the chances are, if they do go through, they'll get another chance in the next round as well. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Look, we'll wrap it up there, guys. Thank you very much for watching and tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with normal news. As I said at the top of the show, go over to theredmantv.com to get your free 30-day subscription trial. Obviously, the Around the League show will be out later on, where we're going to talk about the FA Cup, Man United in a lot more detail. They've been linked with Carlos Tevez again this week.
Jesus
So, yeah, let's go and have a good laugh at them, shall we? And, yeah, obviously, all those interviews that I mentioned prior as well. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with more Redmen news. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.